Hello, this is Brian Hartran from the UK. JSAY is the name for a very exciting and ambitious project which consists of a JAWS script-based interface allowing you to have access to and some control over Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred. As we'll hear, Naturally Speaking Preferred enables you to talk to your PC and dictate text into popular applications. The ability for a person to dictate text with commands and listen to JAWS confirming those actions is nothing new. The Jawbone interface system from Next Generation Technology allows you to do just that. But people have not been able to purchase the less expensive Naturally Speaking Preferred into which to dictate text and to control JAWS using the human voice, simply because Naturally Speaking Preferred does not in itself contain a scripting or macro capability. That will change very shortly as a result of the JSAY project. I have written all of the code for JSAY, but many of the ideas behind it have emanated from T&T Consultancy, who are well known for being experts in the field of voice input and output solutions. In a short while, you'll hear a demonstration of what has been achieved so far. But to begin with, I'm joined by Terry Clasper of T&T Consultancy.
First of all, can you please explain the software which exists to support a voice input-output solution at the moment?
By far the most stable product currently available is the Jawbone product. Very briefly, Jawbone brings together the technology of JAWS for Windows and Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional and gives somebody a full-blown voice input-voice output system. That's to say that it does much more than just allow people to dictate text. It also gives them the ability to have complete control of the computer. Now, that solution is fine for some people, but not fine for others. Hence why our company, in conjunction with other folk in this industry, started to look at other alternatives. There is currently a Windowize alternative. Now, I have to say this is not a particularly tried and tested alternative, certainly not in the UK at the moment. This enables people to have dictation into the computer from Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred or Professional with a limited degree of voice output from Windowize. Now, that's quite exciting, and I think that in the future that's a solution which is going to be developed further. But obviously the development of that is very much down to people giving GW Micro effective feedback on what's already out there. And in order for that to be developed, it needs people out there to use it. So that's another possibility, another thing that's actually out there at the moment.
And that's useful to know, because there's also a specific GW Micro Dragon mailing list. And if people do want to tap into that to get the Dragon scripts, because that's how GW Micro is functioning, and also to provide valuable feedback, then that's a list they should join.
Absolutely, and it's a good list as well. It's not particularly heavy as far as traffic's concerned, and there's a lot of very interesting stuff on that list. And I think that if people are interested in the concept of voice input with Windowize, before dipping your toe into the water and going out and buying the voice input tool, it's worth just sitting on that list for a little while and looking and monitoring some of the discussion that takes place, just so you can get a feel for what the product does without actually having to commit yourself in any way.
Flicking back to the JAWS element, though, as a trainer in this area, you mentioned earlier that you felt that there were people who didn't necessarily want the functionality and the speech output emanating from Jawbone.
Absolutely. The problem with Jawbone is twofold. For somebody who is multiply disabled, or who, for whatever reason, prefers not to use the keyboard to a great degree, Jawbone is fabulous. The major downside, really, is the cost. Because you've got the cost of the Jawbone interface, you've got the cost of JAWS, which you've got however you look at it, if we're talking about a JAWS-based solution, but then on top of that, you've also got the cost of Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional. And it has to be the professional version you use because of the way the Jawbone interface works. Clearly, just as there are sighted people out there who need a lot of control, and there are also sighted people out there who want to use voice input purely as a means of productivity, It's my view and our experience as a company that separation also exists amongst visually impaired people. So very definitely, there are a group of people who are visually impaired out there who simply want to use voice input as a means of creating text. they're quite happy to do the control and the navigation using the keyboard. But what they want is to be able to say, okay, I want to create a report, or I want to write an email, but I don't want to be having to hammer the keyboard. And until now, that has been a gap, unless people want to shell out an awful lot of costs that gives them an awful lot of functionality that they don't actually need.
That is, as you say, until now, because TNT Consultancy and myself have developed a product, and as I said at the beginning of this article, it's called JSay. Now, the first thing we have to say is that it's not a competitive product in any way to Jawbone, is it?
Not at all. It's a different flavour. It addresses exactly the need that I've just been speaking of. If somebody can't use the keyboard, JSay is not the product for them. JSay is dependent on a relative degree of keyboard proficiency. And if you don't have that keyboard proficiency, JSay can do nothing for you. But if you do, and you want to be able to use your voice predominantly as a means of creating text, then JSay is the thing to look at, I think.
And it's going to work with Naturally Speaking Preferred.
This is another big thing. The cost difference between Naturally Speaking Professional and Naturally Speaking Preferred is significant. Basically, Naturally Speaking Professional, is its recommended retail price is about £450. We sell it for slightly less than that. As opposed to Naturally Speaking Preferred, with a recommended retail price of about £140. So there's a considerable price difference there.
The product itself, the JSay script package, will perform with JAWS for Windows version 4.5, and the new 4.51. I've already started some work on that. The other thing to mention is that it will be tied to the JAWS serial number, so anyone who potentially was going to purchase that would have to relay the JAWS serial number to us.
Absolutely, and this is really crucial. It's very important to stress that this JSay product is taking an awful lot of work, an awful lot of scripting work on the part of Brian, an awful lot of our time in terms of testing it and ensuring it's stable and supportable, and also a lot of time in terms of writing the manual. It's not just going to be a set of scripts that you can buy. It's going to be much more than that. It's going to be supportable. It's going to be properly documented. And for that reason, we have to tie it into people's serial numbers, purely as a copy protection safety mechanism, really.
Exactly. And also, we must point out that it's locked into the JAWS default scripts.
Yes.
There is no other way at all of being able to provide the functionality that we can unless we actually tie it to the JAWS default scripts.
I mean, mainly because we want the functionality to be what I would call across-the-board functionality.
Yeah.
So we're not just saying, okay, you pay your money and you buy these scripts and it will work with Word, it will work with Outlook, and it will work with Explorer, and that's the end of it. We're not saying that. We're saying because we're building this into the default scripts, there is the potential to use it with pretty much any application that's on your desktop.
That's right. As we said, there's a lot of development and a lot of testing that's going on at the moment, because one of the things from a technical point of view, and this is a technology magazine, of course, is that we don't rely on anything like JAWS frames at all. It really doesn't matter necessarily about screen resolution and that kind of thing. Consequently, we won't be able to, at this stage anyway, import this functionality into other screen readers.
No. I mean, again, that's something very much for the future, but I think we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Given that JAWS is probably, well, undoubtedly, one of the most popular screen readers in this country, and given that JAWS has the scripting ability and the ability for us to hook it into people's individual serial numbers, it was an obvious screen reader to start with.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean to say that it's the end of the story. What this whole project is about is widening the choices that people have if they want to use voice recognition. And whilst I appreciate it hasn't widened the choice in terms of the screen reader, it has widened the choice in terms of functionality and cost.
Let's talk specifics then. Mm. When you first installed Dragon Naturally Speaking, and regularly thereafter, you need to train the software to recognise the way that you say things.
Absolutely, this is crucial. And it's not just about training it to understand how you pronounce words. The product is called Naturally Speaking, and that's exactly what it is. It's interested in learning about not just how you pronounce words, but also about how you intonate, how you enunciate. And this training process, which initially only takes about 10 minutes, and after that 10 minutes you should be getting levels of accuracy up to about 90%. But it's very important to be able to give visually impaired people the independent ability to be able to do this training. And that's precisely what we've done with the JSA package, isn't it?
It is. Basically, you'll be able to press F4 periodically, and JAWS will announce the next 6 words that you need to dictate. But you were telling me when I was writing it that really punctuation was important in this respect.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's all very well you having 5 or 6 words to say, but if you don't know what punctuation's there, or you don't know what composite part of the sentence those 5 words make up, it's very difficult for you to be able to effectively intimate in the training. So whilst the training process done through Jawbone is really good and teaches the product how you actually say things, what it doesn't enable you to do is to teach the product how you enunciate. And I believe that by having punctuation marking control within this product enables us to help people to speak more naturally during this training process.
So the procedure that you need to go through is that you press F4, you hear the words that you need to dictate, but JAWS is at the same time analysing those words, and if a comma or a full stop occurs in the string, then simply it stops. So you may only get about 4 words being spoken because there's a full stop that you're hitting.
But you'll know how to pronounce those words because you'll know what composite part of the sentence those 4 words make up.
That's right. Punctuation also plays a key part in determining the way in which you dictate text using the JSA package.
Absolutely. One of the crucial things when we start training people to use voice recognition is that we first of all say to them, look, don't dictate in massive long chunks because you need to have control over what the product has understood at use as J and then the correction of that. So what we've done in JSA is created 3 modes. Okay, we have short phrase mode, and all this will be perfectly exemplified at the end of this chat through the demo, won't it?
Yep.
But we have 3 modes. We have short phrase mode, and that's exactly what it says it is. If I speak and stop, it will basically repeat back what it's recognised since the last time I started to speak and from to the point that I stopped. So short phrase mode has no punctuation control at all. Then we have a mode whereby you can dictate, and then when you say comma, it will repeat back to you to the comma. And then we also have a sentence mode that will do exactly the same to a full stop. And I think that's really important because what it helps people do is correctly structure their dictation in a very, very controlled way so that once the system's actually made a mistake and perhaps not recognised something you've said, you know whereabouts that is, and you've only dictated, you know, a maximum of sort of 10 or 12 words. And those 3 different modes, I think, are really, really important in helping people develop a controlled method of dictation.
And they introduce an enormous range of flexibility, really, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, eventually, as somebody becomes more proficient and develops a really good user profile and the system gets more used to their voice, then you would be able to talk exactly as I'm talking to you now and basically just babble, which is what I'm very good at. But it's important to control the babble ability in the first place. And the different modes that we have to offer, I think, enable people to do that really well.
The development of those 3 modes took an enormous amount of scripting in their own right. But as the project has evolved, I did develop the ability to include what we've called convenience commands so that you're able to carry out a range of JAWS-related functionality. Certainly not all the JAWS-related functionality, but a good range with your voice.
That's right. The concept of this is that whilst in the main this product is a product that enables people to dictate text, we also know that if someone's dictating text and they're doing something else with their hands, or they're perhaps got the back to the keyboard or whatever, we know that sometimes there's information that you will really need to get very, very quickly, very, very interactively, in order for you to continue your dictation. So, for example, you might need to know how many pages your document currently is, or whereabouts in the document you are from a page perspective. You might have changed the margins, the justification, for example, and you'll need to know that information very intuitively, very quickly, very interactively. So what we've done, through some very, very clever scripting and coding, is enable people through their voice to get that sort of information. It's again important to say, though, that this is not about you being able to have complete control. It's instead about you being able to get that kind of information very, very effectively, very, very quickly, and very, very intuitively.
That's right, because if you weren't navigating through the document, although there is some basic functionality in there, we would expect you to be doing that from the keyboard.
Absolutely.
But if you wanted to, for example, say, speak document or speak line, then that can be done. But there are two very exciting things here, as Terry was saying. First of all, the fact that we've introduced these commands such as get number of pages or speak margins. That data in itself can take quite a while to gather together. The other thing, though, is that this is using Naturally Speaking Preferred, which in itself has no scripting capability whatsoever.
So everything that you do is basically done through JAWS scripting. All the voice-based informational commands, the convenience commands that you have, all basically just call JAWS scripts up. The other important thing to stress, I think, is that this product has been developed not just from a coding perspective, not just from a yes-wouldn't-it-be-exciting-if perspective. It's been developed against the background of 3 years' experience of Jawbone, 3 years' experience of training visually impaired people to use voice recognition software. And we've been able to share and combine that experience with Brian's programming ability to bring to the marketplace what I believe is not just a very, very technically stable, reliable, flexible product, but it's also a product that actually very, very readily recognises and addresses some real needs out there that people have.
And one of those needs is certainly context-sensitive help, isn't it?
Really important. And I think the way we do this is really, really clever.
Sighted people, they have this functionality by default in Naturally Speaking, don't they?
They can just, at any time, a sighted person using Dragon Naturally Speaking can use the command, what can I say? And that will bring up a list of possible Dragon commands that you can use in the context of, if you said, what can I say, and you were in a dialogue box, for example, it would bring up some dialogue box specific commands. If you're on a web page, then it would bring up some very specific commands to the environment you're in. So, yes, that's right. Sighted people have always had that since Naturally Speaking version 5.
And that's the concept that we've carried forward here, because what you're able to do is you're able to say, for example, get general command list, and that will bring up a dialog box consisting of a list of general commands that you can say in any application, for example, speak document. But you can also say get Internet Explorer command list, and you'll get a list of Internet Explorer related commands, such as the ability to get a list of links or to speak the address and so on. There are about three or four different commands that you can say, but also we have the JSay help system itself, which will consist of a list of hyperlinks, if you like. You'll be able to press Alt-Control-H, and you can get a list of keystrokes relevant to the JSay package.
Yeah, and that's important, because remember, let's just reflect back on what we said right at the start of this chat, that JSay is about bringing together voice-based commands and some specific keyboard commands.
Yeah.
So whilst a lot of the commands, or some of the commands which JSay Help will give you, are commands you can implement with your voice, there are also probably just as many commands it will give you that are keyboard-specific. So again, just to hark back at this, you've really got to be able to use the keyboard proficiently in order for JSay to work for you.
But together with that, we do recognise that although we've kept the keystrokes are very simple and easy to remember, and there aren't too many of them, we've tried to introduce a bit of alliteration, for example, Alt-Control-C for correction dialog box. But also, we recognise that you might not be able necessarily to remember them first off, and that's why you can actually pick them from a list box, and you can just arrow down to the one you want and press Enter.
And again, that, I think, just embraces the fact that we're so concerned that this product is properly documented, and that you can have online help, you can have the online context-sensitive command system, but of course you'll also have a manual in pretty much whatever media you want, really.
Yeah, let's talk about the manual. It's going to be a full manual, isn't it?
Absolutely. The concept of JSay, right from the start, is to say that this is a package, and the package isn't just scripts. The package is Naturally Speaking Preferred and JSay. And what you end up with is a manual which basically brings together the functionality of Naturally Speaking and the functionality of JSAY. So it will be a full-blown manual which takes the two products and treats them as one package.
And that manual will be available, we've got an option, as you'll hear in the demo, where you can actually access it from Microsoft Word.
Yes, indeed.
But we also will be producing it, for example, in HTML format with hyperlinks.
Yep, and also in hard copy braille if people want it. But what we're not going to do is send everybody everything. So when we actually talk to people about JSAY in the first place and they place orders, we'll find out what manual they want and we'll send them the manual in the media which suits them.
Exactly.
Predominantly because I don't see any point really in sending people a load of stuff that they can't use.
That's true. The pricing of it.
We're going to talk ballpark figures here.
Yes.
Nothing is cast in stone, so don't please come back and shout at me and Brian if it varies slightly from when the product actually is released, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Before we get to that and the pricing,
yeah.
Nothing is set in stone. That's something which people should be remembering.
Yeah.
That even means the feature set. We're demonstrating it at the moment, but it is still at the development stages, and we're keen to hear from people about any needs that they have.
Yeah, this is really important, and we'll talk in a minute about how people can get in touch with us, but that's really, really important. If there are things that if you think this product is right for you, and there are things that you'd like it to be able to do, bearing in mind that we're not talking about changing the concept of it.
No.
Okay, I'm not interested in kind of feedback of people coming and saying to me, oh yeah, but we want this to be able to give us complete voice control. We're not going to do that. We can never do that because of the way that the product works. But certainly for features, from a feature-based perspective, we'd be really interested in hearing from people.
And it's important to say as well that although it will be as good as we can get it before it's released, and that is essential, this is version one of the product. It is unique as far as we're concerned, and it's been a learning curve for us. And we will get, obviously, more experience of what people want and how it's working for them when it's out there in the field and being tested in many countries, possibly.
And that's one of the things that, certainly in the UK, the pricing structure is taking into account. It's taking into account the fact that, you know, we've both been around this industry for a long time, and we know very well that once we release this, that's just the start of it. We know then we've got to put considerable resources into the ongoing development and support of the product.
Yeah.
I would suggest that in order for somebody to get the JSAY package, right, so that's basically Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred with its standard microphone and the JSAY script. So in other words, the assumption is they already have JAWS. I think we're looking at around about £200. Now, I think that's incredibly good value for money.
It is.
Because basically what you're talking about there is Naturally Speaking Preferred plus the functionality for, you know, half the price of Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional on its own. I said about the microphones, I think that's very important. The microphone that comes with Naturally Speaking is okay. It's not wonderful, it's okay. People who are using speech output software, however, it may be appropriate for them to get a different microphone. That's the kind of thing that you can find information about on our website. That's the TNT Consultancy website. But also that when it comes to the point that you're interested in purchasing it, obviously either us or Brian will be very happy to talk to you about your specific needs, and if you need, or we believe you need a separate microphone, an additional microphone, then we can help you sort that out at the time that you're ready to do it.
One integral part of this package has to be the way in which it's supported. We've mentioned that a few times. Mm. How are we going to look at that?
Basically, we have a local telephone number, so it only costs people the cost of a local call, and support will be fielded through that number. Now, initially, in the first stages, you'll probably end up either having to talk to me or Brian. We're sorry about that. but basically, what we'd ask people to do when they have the product is to initially call our local number. If there's somebody available for you, our switchboard can transfer people to a support consultant, irrespective of where the support consultant might be in the country. So you can call our 845 number. Brian may be working somewhere different, but if Brian's available and he's the right person for the call, then your call can be farmed to Brian at no extra cost to you at all. That number you can also use if you want to talk to people about features you might like to see in JSAY, or perhaps after you've just heard the demonstration, you might want to call us and talk to us about JSAY. So the number which support in once the product's out and about will be fielded through, and which you can use if you want to talk to us about the product, is 08452 30 08452-30305. So again, that's 08452-30305. Or, of course, Brian, they can either email you or myself directly, can't they?
Absolutely. The website, of course, for TNT Consultancy is www.tandt-consultancy, that's tandtconsultancy.com, or my website is, of course, www.heartgen.org.uk.
And the sites do have links to each other as well.
They do.
So if you're on Brian's site, you want to get to us, or vice versa, then there are links on the sites that will very, very easily switch you from one to another.
And lastly, before we go into the demo, let's talk about availability or potential availability.
There's still a fair bit of work to be done. What we're able to demonstrate here is what we consider to be a working model that we're looking to move forward from. But I would hope that, provided everything carries on going as it's going at the moment, and providing the time availability of the people doing the testing is as we perceive it to be, that the product should be available by Easter.
That's certainly not unreasonable. So obviously, if you specifically wanted any features in there, or you felt that it ought to address a certain need, then you should get in contact with us within the immediate future.
ASAP. We don't want this to be one of these projects that just gets sat on and sat on and sat on,
no,
and the release date gets put further and further back. Remember, both Brian and I are both visually impaired. We've both been the victims of release dates of products being put back and back and back. But also we've been the victims, too, of technology for visually impaired people being released too early and not being stable.
Yeah.
And those are the two things that we're, I think even paranoid is not too strong a word to use, that we're just paranoid that neither of those two things are going to happen. So we want something that has features that address real needs. We want something that's very supportable, that's very stable, but that we can produce in a timely manner.
When the JSAY package is eventually released, it will come on a CD, and it's important to emphasise, as we did in the discussion that we've just finished, that the whole concept, the whole thinking behind this product is ease of use. And that means, from the moment you put the CD into the CD-ROM drive through to using the product and supporting it, when you insert the CD into the CD-ROM drive, it will automatically bring up a copy of Internet Explorer, so you'll be in a web page environment. Now, of course, JAWS is very good at interpreting information on web pages. So you'll get a brief little welcome message, first of all, and then you'll get a series of hyperlinks. You can arrow down the list of hyperlinks, and you can press Enter on any given one of them. So, first of all, there will be a hyperlink to install the JSAY script package. The next hyperlink might be restore the default settings for JAWS 4.5 or JAWS 4.51, whichever version of the package you're using. The JSAY scripts are heavily locked into the default JAWS for Windows scripts. There is no other way of doing it, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to use it in most of the applications that we're working in. So there will be an option for you to restore your default settings. I think that's very important. The next link might be listen to a demonstration of the scripts. That will be an audio file. Obviously that's not there yet, but it might be a demonstration very similar to this one. There won't be too many links, but what we hope to do is to provide this as an interface for convenience, so that it's very easy for you to navigate your way around the CD, particularly for people, for example, who may not be used to the concept of using Windows Explorer. But assuming you want to install the scripts, you just press Enter on the appropriate link.
Welcome to the JSAY script package, produced by Brian Houghton in association with TNT Consultancy. Remember that these scripts will override the default scripts for JFW 4.50. The scripts will be extracted to the CJAWS 450 settings in a new folder. Press Enter to continue or Escape to cancel. OK button.
And you're on the OK button by default, so if you want to continue, you press Enter.
Finished. Dialog. All files have been extracted. OK button.
And we press Enter again.
Notes.txt notepad. Please take a few moments to read this information prior to using the scripts. After reading this file, please press Alt plus F4 to close down the Notepad application and then restart your computer in the usual way. The scripts will not function correctly until you restart your computer. Tip to read the text in the training dialog. Press F4. End of file.
And that file was, of course, run in the Notepad application. At that point, you would close down Notepad, as advised, with Alt and F4, and restart the computer, because JAWS needs to be restarted in order for the scripts to work. Let's assume that that's now happened, and I shall restart JAWS for Windows.
JAWS for Windows is ready. The JSA script package is active.
One of the most important things, of course, when you get a new package, is that you will want to learn how to use it. There are lots of methods of help, and we'll get to some of these. One of them is to bring up a list of keystrokes which are particularly relevant to the JSA script package. And you can do that at any time by pressing Ctrl-Alt with H. So I'll do that now.
Use the arrow keys to review this help. Press Enter to activate a function. Dialog. List box. To obtain special commands, say Get General Command List, Get Word Command List, Get Internet Explorer Command List, or Get Outlook Command List.
As I say, what we're viewing here is a list of keystrokes relevant to the JSA package, but as we were detailing in the discussion, you can get a list of commands at any time that are relevant for use in any particular application. So into your microphone you will be able to say Get Internet Explorer Command List, or Get Word Command List. There's also a Get General Command List option. Each of those commands will bring up a dialog very similar to the one that we're now looking at, where you can actually browse through a list of commands with the arrow keys that you're able to say. These commands will allow you to execute certain JAWS functions, which we'll explore later. This dialog box is different, though, because some of the items are hyperlinked, so that when you arrow down the list, you are able to execute a particular JSA function. And this is very useful, we think, because obviously it's going to take you a little while to get used to some of the keystrokes, although there are not many of those, because we've tried to keep it as simple to use as possible. But in the event that you do forget, you're able to choose them from a list box. So I'll arrow down now.
Link to toggle short phrase mode on and off. Press Shift plus F5.
So the first mode is short phrase mode. And if you'll remember from the discussion, this is where you can utter a few words into the microphone and have them repeated back to you.
Link to cause JAWS to echo dictated text after punctuation. Press Shift plus F9.
This is punctuation mode, and every time you dictate a comma or a full stop, JAWS will report back the last chunk of text that you've dictated. We could put other punctuation symbols in there if required.
Link to cause JAWS to echo dictated text at the end of a sentence. Press F9.
That's very similar to punctuation mode, except that it only works at the end of a sentence.
Link to hear a summary of the modes being used. Press Alt plus Control plus S.
That's our speak summary key, and because there are three specific modes in the JSA package, short phrase, punctuation, and sentence, it's sometimes useful to know what is enabled and what is not, although you can only use one mode at a time anyway. It's quite nice to be able to press that key. It's more of a convenience command than anything else.
Link to hear the choices in the correction dialog box. Press Alt plus Control plus C.
When you say something that naturally speaking doesn't understand, you can use the command correct that, which will bring up the correction dialog box. This is a series of choices, there are 9 in total, assuming you set this up in accordance with our recommendations. And by pressing Alt-Control-C for correction dialog box, you're able to listen to those choices.
To listen to an individual choice in the correction dialog box, press Control plus Shift plus F1 through to F9. Press twice quickly the spell.
When you're in the correction dialog box, you can choose to have any one of the 9 choices read back to you, or, as you heard there, you can press the keystroke twice quickly to spell. They are assigned to Ctrl-Shift F1 through to Ctrl-Shift F9. However, note that they are not hyperlinked here in the help, because you can't operate them outside the correction dialog box.
When in the training dialog, press F4 to hear the text to dictate.
That's of particular relevance to the training dialog box, which we discussed earlier.
Link to read the manual using Microsoft Word. Activate this link.
Here's a rather cool thing, I think. There will be a manual or some documentation at least, which will accompany the script package, and you'll be able to read this document in Microsoft Word. If I press enter at this point,
please wait, trying to load the manual in Microsoft Word. Manual.doc Microsoft Word. Edit.
And here we are in Microsoft Word, and to prove it,
the JSASCRIF package.
Okay, so we can Alt-F4 back out of Word at this point.
JAWS.
As far as the three modes are concerned, activating them and deactivating them is done through toggle keystrokes. So, sentence mode, for example, is on F9.
JAWS will speak sentences. JAWS will not speak sentences.
Every time I press F9, it will turn the mode on and off. What you can't do, as I said, is to run any of the modes together. There will be no sense in doing that. And what happens is that JAWS will intelligently look to see if there are any modes active, and if there are, it will turn them off. So, for example, if I turn on sentence mode,
JAWS will speak sentences.
And now I'll turn on short phrase mode with Shift and F5.
Short phrase mode on. Sentence mode disabled.
Exactly. So sentence mode has been turned off. You won't be able to catch this thing out. And that's important, I think. We don't want people pressing the wrong keystrokes and activating things when there is really no need to do so. For example, if I press the F4 key at the moment, remember that this is the keystroke which announces information in the training dialogue.
You need to be in the training dialogue to use this function.
It's telling you that, and it's not doing anything else, because you're not in the training dialogue. There's no point in having this script run. Flicking back to the modes, the speak summary key is Alt-Control-S.
Short phrase mode enabled. Sentence mode disabled. Punctuation mode disabled.
Okay, just gives you a quick summary of what's going on. Let's get on to doing some basic dictation using some of these modes. I'm going to do this, first of all, in Microsoft Word. I'm going to turn on short phrase mode with Shift and F5, and then I will turn the microphone on.
Short phrase mode on.
This is some interesting dictation.
This is some interesting dictation.
And I am using naturally speaking.
And I am using naturally speaking.
In order to compose it, full stop.
In order to compose it, full stop.
I hope you are going to enjoy it, full stop.
I hope you are going to enjoy it, full stop.
And I've turned the microphone off at that point. So you can see how short phrase mode is working. It is repeating back to you exactly what you say. But in some instances, particularly when you become familiar with using naturally speaking, you may want less speech than that, and that's the beauty of this. You can control it very effectively. For example, we can turn on sentence mode with F9.
JAWS will speak sentences.
I am looking forward very much to dictating this sentence, full stop.
I am looking forward very much to dictating this sentence.
I am sure you will agree that the mode is very responsive, full stop.
I am sure you will agree that the mode is very responsive.
I will now switch off the microphone so I can talk to you, full stop.
I will now switch off the microphone so I can talk to you.
And that's what I've done. So I will now press F9.
JAWS will not speak sentences.
To turn that mode off. As I was saying in the dictation, I'm sure you'll appreciate that was very responsive. And nothing was happening until I said the words full stop. The same applies to punctuation mode.
Punctuation on.
I will now dictate a short sentence, comma.
I will now dictate a short sentence, comma.
Which will serve its purpose, full stop.
Which will serve its purpose, full stop.
Again, comma.
Again, comma.
It is very responsive, full stop.
It is very responsive, full stop.
I would now like to dictate a slightly longer sentence, comma.
I would now like to take a slightly longer sentence, comma.
And I mispronounced that, full stop.
And I mispronounced that, full stop. Punctuation off.
You've got to be very exact about the pronunciation of some of these words, and I wasn't particularly accurate there, but that's where the correction dialog box comes into play, because you're able to correct mistakes which may have been made in the text. So let's see if I can invoke that so that you get an idea as to the functionality that we've got in place for the correction dialog box.
Short phrase modem.
I intend to make a mistake.
I intend to make a mistake.
Correct that.
I intend to make a mistake. Spell or type the word or phrase. You may also say choose one or another number. Edit. I intend to make a mistake.
Now actually, because we wanted an error, it got it right straight away. That's always the way. But I can press Alt-Control-C for the correction dialog box reading.
1 equals. I intend to make a mistake. 2 equals. I intend to make the mistake. 3 equals. I intend to make mistake. 4 equals. I intend to make the day. 5 equals. I intend to make Wednesday. 6 equals. I intend to read mistake. 7 equals. I intend to make the state. 8 equals. I intend to make the stage. 9 equals. I intend to American mistake. I intend to American mistake.
Now it's actually choice 1 that I want, of course. So I can press Shift Control and F1 just to verify that that is in fact the correct choice.
I intend to make a mistake.
Which it is. I can press it twice to spell.
I space I N T E N D space T O space M A K E space A space M I S T A K E.
Alright, I'm going to select that. I'm going to put the microphone back on. Select 1.
I intend to make a mistake.
Okay.
I intend to make a mistake.
It's now time for me to demonstrate some of the convenience commands that we were talking about. The first thing I'm going to demonstrate is the context-sensitive help. In other words, the list of commands that you can say in a given situation. At the moment, we're in Microsoft Word, so it would make sense to say, get Word command list. Get Word command list.
Get Word command list. Use the arrow keys to review this list of MS Word-related commands. Dialog. List box. To hear the font attributes, say speak attributes.
And then you can browse through the list if you want to.
To hear the number of pages in the document, say speak number of pages. To hear the margin settings, say speak margin settings. To navigate tables, say down cell, up cell, right cell and left cell. End of list. Press escape to close the dialog.
Okay, so there's not a great deal as far as Word is concerned at this current time. Let's just press escape.
Blank.
These could be known as convenience commands, simply because that's exactly what they are. For example, in order to get the number of pages of a document, you would have to go into Tools and then Word Count within Microsoft Word, whereas you can actually just say Get Number of Pages, and JAWS will report that back to you. Similarly, with the margin settings, you would have to go to File and then Page Setup, and then browse through the dialog. You would have to tab through it in order to get the margin settings. But it's much easier to say, get margin settings. So let's try a couple of these out. Speak attributes.
Speak attributes. Times New Roman. 12-point. Normal style. Line spacing. Single. Paragraph formatting aligned left. Outline level body text.
Get number of pages.
Get number of pages. There is one page in this document.
Get margin settings.
Get margin settings. Margins. Top margin equals 1 inches. Bottom margin equals 1 inches. Left margin equals 1.2 inches. Right margin equals 1.2 inches.
I've got a table here, and I'm going to quickly negotiate my way around it, filling in the details as I go. Name.
Name.
Press Tab key.
Press Tab key. Blank cell.
Address.
Address.
Press Tab key.
Press Tab key. Blank cell.
Telephone number.
Telephone number.
Press Shift key, Tab key.
Press Shift key, Tab key. Address.
And I've switched the microphone off at that point. Lastly, I've downloaded some web pages from the Freedom Scientific website. It's actually called the HTML Challenge, and it really is a good set of web pages to determine whether your screen reader is up to the job as far as browsing the web is concerned. And it obviously showcases the potential of JAWS in this area. First of all, I'm going to load one of these pages, and we'll execute some commands through Naturally Speaking and the JSay package. Speak line.
Speak line. Heading level 1. The HTML challenge.
Speak word.
Speak word. The.
Spell word.
Spell word. T-H-E.
Speak document.
Speak document. Heading level 1, the HTML challenge. As computer technology advances, it presents screen readers with new challenges to provide you with the information you need. Freedom Scientific has risen to the challenge to provide you with access to the World Wide Web. This site described as...
Okay, and I've stopped it with the control key. Speak address.
Speak address. Address is chtml challenge chtmlchallenge.html.
Find edit box.
Find edit box. Edit. Blank.
Forms mode on.
Forms mode on. Forms mode on. Name edit. Forms mode on.
Brian.
Brian.
Next field.
Which do you use with JAWS? Speech radio button not checked.
Move down one.
Which do you use with JAWS? Braille radio button checked.
Next field.
Next field. Email checkbox not checked.
Press spacebar.
Email checkbox checked.
I've turned the microphone off again, and what we're going to do is to go into a table on the web.
Table with 2 columns and 14 rows. Summary table navigation commands. Description. Column 1.
Right cell.
Right cell. Command. Column 2.
Left cell.
Left cell. Description. Column 1.
Down cell.
Down cell. Say current cell. Row 2.
Right cell.
Right cell. Command. Alt plus Control plus Numpad 5. Column 2.
Left cell.
Left cell. Say current cell. Column 1.
In addition to the convenience commands, we've introduced a feature entitled Bookmarks. You are just going to love the Bookmarks feature. I'm sure at some time you've been browsing around a web page and you've found some information which you know you are going to want to relocate during the current Windows session. Or perhaps you've been browsing through an email message and you know that you're going to have to refer back to a specific part of it within a few moments. The bookmarks feature in JSay is really quite unique. You are able to set up to 5 bookmarks across all applications. So you can set one in Word, one in Eudora, one in Internet Explorer, or all 5 in Internet Explorer, whatever takes your fancy. Once you've set a bookmark by saying Set Bookmark 1 through to Set Bookmark 5, JAWS will confirm the setting by speaking the text associated with the bookmark. To locate it, you just say Locate Bookmark 1 through to Locate Bookmark 5. I've put some beeps in there to notify you that the search is being carried out. And then, when the bookmark has been located, you will be placed at the appropriate location. At the moment, the bookmark is then reset, ready for future use. Now, as well as saving the bookmark, we also take a snapshot of the current document, such as the web page, on which you're focused. I imagined a situation where you may set a bookmark on one web page, and then you may browse to a different page and try locating the bookmark, and of course that won't work. So, when you try and locate a bookmark, by saying Locate Bookmark 1 through to 5, JAWS looks to see if the document on which you're focused is in its library, and if it isn't, it will tell you and take no further action. For a later release of this product, I have this idea of storing bookmarks for frequently used websites on a permanent basis. So if you had a newspaper site, for instance, your favourite place on a specific page could always be located. But for now, let's test the bookmark feature on the main menu page of the ACB Radio site. Okay, I'm on the main menu page. Let's just have a quick look at it.
Main menu brings you 2 hours each week of technology news, interviews, reviews and hints. Blank. Heading level 3. Link. 26 February 2003.
If this is the part of the page that you want to return to, we can set a bookmark here. Set bookmark 1.
Bookmark 1 equals 26 February 2003.
Okay, now I'm going to move somewhere else on the page.
What the BizPack made is Freedom Scientific's new line of portable computers running part.
Doesn't matter where it is, we could go to the bottom if we wanted to, it's immaterial. But now we're going to relocate the bookmark. Locate bookmark 1.
Heading level 3. Link. 26 February 2003.
And there we are, we're back at the right place. Now don't forget that the bookmark has been reset at this point, so if we were to try locating it again, or we were in a situation where we hadn't actually set a bookmark in the first place on a web page, let's try locating bookmark 1. Locate bookmark 1.
You have not set this bookmark.
Let's set a new bookmark.
ACB Radio's main menu, the technology show.
Okay, let's set it right at the top of the page. Set bookmark 1.
Bookmark 1 equals ACB Radio's main menu, the technology show.
Now I'm just going to flick over to my own website.
Welcome to the homepage of Brian.
Okay, and I'm going to try relocating that bookmark, even though we know we can't find it. Locate bookmark 1.
This bookmark was not assigned to this document.
Exactly. And I think that's all I can usefully show you at the moment. There's still quite a bit of development work which needs to be done, and that will be carried out within the next month or two. But I hope you'll agree that that's a fairly impressive start. And what's particularly good about it from a development point of view is that the whole thing has been done using JAWS scripting. There's no Dragon scripting in there at all. And it really just goes to show what a powerful screen reader this can be, if you set your mind to it. If there are any particular feature suggestions that you can think of, please do let us know. We are in the development stages at the moment, so we're keen to hear if you have any particular needs. But that's where we're at for the time being.